because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
Indeed you are. Jeff, Kristen, and Mark actually getting up early along with Brian Morton, as always. He keeps it all running. Okay, listen, guys. You know, I don't know about you, but work seems more demanding than ever. Seems like people are putting in more hours than ever, working harder than ever, especially during these more challenging times when jobs are, you know, more valued and cherished as opposed to, well, if this guy gives me a hard time, I'll just go down the street and get another job. Those days seem to be over, at least temporarily. And so to hang on to our job seems like we're all working longer and harder. But oh, wait. There's a new study that's just come out that indicates that, in fact, while we still are putting in long hours, certainly compared to the rest of the world, our work weeks and the hours we're putting in are actually dropping. I find that hard to believe. I was just going to say, well said. I was just going to say, I don't know how that's possible.
What kind of study was this, Jeff?
Well, it doesn't apply to us. Actually, yeah. I'll tell you who's keeping the average per week amount of work that people are doing. What's keeping that up? First and foremost, it says right in the article, Brian Morton's hours per week keep it way up. Otherwise, the average would come down even more. But no, then there's us getting up and putting in these early morning hours and putting in a full day. Then the rest of the day, it doesn't seem like our day is any shorter. But indeed, for the average worker, U.S. employees have shaved 30 minutes off their average work week since 2019.
There was a study out of the International Labor Organization, which is a UN agency, and they're reporting that U.S. workers are clocking in an average of 1,750 hours per year. This is kind of interesting. That's down compared to back in the 50s and 60s. U.S. workers were putting in closer to 2,000 hours per year. Again, this is all of that, even though we say we're working more, and
it feels like we're working more, and some of us are.
Yeah, that's right. And some of us are. That's right.
Right.
However, you know, as you can probably imagine, the study does go on to research China, India, Korea. They are working more than the Americans. They put in an average of 2,100 hours per year. Mm. I'm kind of not surprised. Are you?
Well, how about our hours compared to, was it Germany in the study?
Germany.
Yeah. So Germany's down significantly relative to us, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the study compared what we work to six developed countries, you know, kind of comparable, Australia, sure, right. The UK, Sweden, Belgium, France, and Germany. And Germany works the least amount of hours on average at 1,350 hours per year.
Which is hard for us to relate to because we don't typically do it by year. We typically do it by week. But equates to, I think, weeks difference across the year, doesn't it? And work,
yeah,
Germany
10.
Versus 10 weeks.
10 weeks. That's
so
right.
So on average, Germany, the employees there are putting in 10 weeks less work per year than we are.
That's significant.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I mean, considering that many people get, you know, just 2 weeks of vacation. If you're lucky, right, you get two weeks of vacation. This is like 10 weeks.
All right. So it begs another question. There's one thing to define the way we're working strictly by the quantity or the amount of time we're putting in a given year for our work. There's another way to do it, and that is by quality. So the quality of the work, the quality of the time that we put in. So the question is there any, and I don't think we have an answer to this. I'm asking this rhetorically. But it begs the question for me, is Germany any less productive than we are across their work amount of work hours versus our average amount of work hours? I know we don't
have
the answer.
That's a good question. And it does also make you think about work-life balance, right? So how much, you know.
What's that? Right, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Work-life balance. Hey, listen. There's an old saying that says, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, right?
That's, yeah.
I mean, and there's a lot of truth to that. If you love what you do, you don't quite see it entirely as work. Now, of course, always there are aspects of what we typically qualify and think of as work associated with our work. But for those of us who love what we do, it's also cool to get up in the morning and go do it. And we love doing it. And so it's not quite the same as you might view work that you don't love doing. So it's, first of all, it's important to pick something you love to do as a career. If you can possibly do that, that's a good path to happiness as opposed to those putting in those long, long hours. Well, the study breaks down here who's dropping in hours and who's not. This is a study by the University of Maryland. And here we go. High earning young men, no stranger to coming out on top in workplace studies, did it again. Their reduction in work hours per week, 1.5 hours. So young men, 1.5 hours less, high earning young men, that is, 1.5 hours less per week. Workaholics, they dropped from 55 hours a week on average to 52. Employees aged 16 to 54 saw the biggest declines overall. So there you have it. I guess we're working less. Just hope we're working more productively on average.
That's right.
All right. That's right. There we go. A lot of this, why? Why is this happening? A lot of this, they say, has to do with the fact that the pandemic kind of reset our whole perspective on that work-life balance thing you referenced, Kristen. And some of us are just simply not willing to put in the time we were prior to the pandemic. There's been a reset in that perspective on work-life balance. Interesting stuff. Well, speaking of interesting stuff, as always, did you catch all this, Brian Morton?
Hold on, Jeff. I'm typing a note here. Okay. Dear boss, right. Jeff Sloan says I'm working too much. Need to cut hours. Okay, right. Send. All right, that's great. Sorry about that. I just needed to get that sent while I was thinking about it, Jeff. I really don't want to dismiss anything you say. But there I feel that was very important. And if I am working too much. Let's be honest. We're all working too much.
Yeah.
I feel like in this country, having just gone overseas recently, it's like those people seem to not work much at all. And I don't know how they do it.
Well, maybe, again, it gets to that productivity. Maybe the hours they put in, the time they... Maybe. I mean, we're
yeah, maybe they're more productive than we are.
Maybe, on average, they're more productive.
I am just sitting here a lot. You're right.
Well, and maybe they're less productive, and maybe that's okay, too. You know, what's the standard?
There you go. There you go.
Where's that work-life balance? Well, speaking of people...
Speaking of work-life balance, Paul, never stops working, will be here. This morning, we're going to talk about that One Detroit initiative that's coming out to slow down violent crime. I think that's pretty important and something we could all get on board with.
Indeed. Yeah. You said that well. Paul does indeed love his work, too. No work-life balance there. It's all love. We love that. We admire that. And looking forward to hearing from Paul and you in the next hour coming up right here on WJR.